We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Dr. Mona Jhaveri is a mother, cancer researcher, entrepreneur, and pioneer of a Kickstarter called Music Beats Cancer. And as we look ahead to National Cancer Prevention Month in February, Dr. Jhaveri has thrown herself into this nonprofit organization. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I'm so grateful to share this with your listeners.
Dr. Jhaveri, tell us about your professional background and the journey that led you to launch Music Beats Cancer.
So my background is I'm a cancer researcher by training, and I did a lot of my work at the National Cancer Institute. And a lot of my focus was in ovarian cancer at the time, and we had discovered a unique, a novel therapy in our lab, and we wanted to advance it because ovarian cancer is one of the deadliest cancers for women worldwide. And in order to do that, I had to leave my work and my life as an academic and become what we call a biotech entrepreneur or bio-entrepreneur. And from there, in that transition, is kind of where my journey began. And as a biotech entrepreneur, I no longer had the access to grants that we normally have as academics. So from there, I had to pitch and become sort of an independent. And that's when I learned that it was extremely difficult to raise the funding we needed to advance an idea that was born in an academic lab. And I realized that this is not only my problem or the problem of the industry, but this is a problem for the public. Because if we can't move these ideas forward, then those that could stand to benefit would never get to use them. So it became important to me as somebody who was on the other side of the fence, where I didn't start Music Beats Cancer because I had lost someone to cancer. I started Music Beats Cancer because I understood that we had a breakdown in our system in terms of how we move science, like I said, born in the laboratory, to the bedside where people really need it.
What is the purpose of Music Beats Cancer? What does it do? How does it work? All that.
Music Beats Cancer, again, it was born from my journey, and we set it up as basically like a Kickstarter. It's a crowdfunding platform, but a charitable crowdfunding platform. And it essentially is a way to connect innovators or entrepreneurs who are actively working on badly needed cancer solutions with people who can donate their dollar directly to a biotech solution that they care about or they think is worthy or is important to them. And so very much like other crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter or GoFundMe, our platform enables people to interface and donate and support an innovator. And this is where we are unique because there's not others out there that enable sort of this exchange between the public and entrepreneurs who are working on biotech solutions.
Why is music an important component in this organization?
Music was something that became critical to our success. And this is because when we began, we realized that a lot of the public has never heard the word biotech, or they didn't understand what is the role of biotechnology in fighting disease. And it occurred to us that if we are to be successful, we need a way to get our message to the broader public. And that's where music came in. It became our vehicle to raise awareness. And we did this not through celebrity artists, but through emerging artists. And we partnered with groups, and we got a number of emerging artists to basically partner with us. And the way we work is we do these sort of challenges where emerging artists can participate, and the ones that raise the most will win something unique, like a unique performance or a meeting with a record label. And in that way, we were able to generate sort of grassroots awareness and help us raise funds in the process. But we are doing other things too. For example, we're launching a virtual raffle, again, where the winners will win something that has to do with music. And so music has just become our way to reach the greater public, whereas normally in scientific venues and biotech venues, we tend to stay in our same four walls. And I think that's the problem. And I think now that we are in this era of COVID, I think the public really understands why innovation is critical to fighting disease, and that the public must get behind this process if we are to deal with diseases that currently threaten our world.
I'm speaking with cancer researcher Dr. Mona Jhaveri. She has also pioneered a Kickstarter called Music Beats Cancer. What's your long-term vision for this nonprofit organization?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So it's my hope that Music Beats Cancer becomes the go-to charity. We want to have hundreds of campaigns on our platform where innovators are working on all kinds of interesting and new solutions to fight any cancer, frankly, because we believe that a certain solution for one type of cancer can also traverse and fight another cancer. And so that's what we want to see. We want to become the go-to charity for the public to choose which solution they wish to support. And we want to become the charity for innovators who need the funds to move forward. And we call our fundraising sort of the passion capital, or in the world of biotech, we call it non-dilutive fund. But it's basically a grant. The charitable donation from the donor is given to the entrepreneurs as a grant to help them move forward and get off the ground. So that's our big vision, is to become sort of the predominant charity for fighting the war on cancer.
How can people get involved, both emerging artists and, shall we say, those of us who are less talented than that?
There's many ways to get involved. If you are a musical artist, you can contact me at mona@musicbeatscancer.org. If you are an organization or an entrepreneur, you can also contact me at mona@musicbeatscancer.org. But please do visit our website, which is musicbeatscancer.org, and check out our campaigns and check out the artists who have partnered with our organization. And also, we are present on all social media platforms. I shouldn't say all, but many, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And simply follow what we do, because we actually showcase all artists that are working with us, but we also showcase the many innovations that entrepreneurs are working on.
I've been speaking with Dr. Mona Jhaveri, a cancer researcher and pioneer of a Kickstarter called Music Beats Cancer. Give us the website one more time, please.
Musicbeatscancer.org.
Thank you so much for talking with us today and for all that you are doing for our community. I wish you great success in this endeavor.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I'm so grateful to be here and to share this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.